I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In some countries, conflict is a tragic but temporary reality. In others, it's a constant state. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says that's true of Myanmar, a country that seems constantly on the brink of war.
We have a ministry that it's an orphanage that is supported by one of our staff members. They've been sending reports of the violence and what's going on.
This conflict, often motivated by hatred and discrimination, is the backdrop for World Missionary Press and their scripture booklet printing in Myanmar. Bombings, fighting, and landmines are daily realities for the people of Myanmar. Please pray for victims of violence. Pray for the local church as they watch God's hands molding hope out of bloodshed. And pray for compassion to cut through conflict. In Lebanon, stories of beauty can often be hard to come across. Horizons International's Pierre Husney spoke about finding beauty in this climate.
I think that beauty speaks to people's hearts about God, especially when it's not just beauty for beauty's sake, but when it's beauty in the name of Christ.
So Horizons International offers art classes to believers. Students learning music take what they've learned back to their own churches to lead worship.
And so this new generation needs training, and they need mentoring, and they need to have those skills so that they can lead their congregations in worship.
Through social media, videos of scripture paired with beautiful visual art get higher viewership, which brings more people to Christ.
And so it needs to be beautiful. It needs to be excellent. It needs to be well done. And that's what our Lord deserves.
Find your place in these stories and more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide. Get your free copy at missionnews.org.